it's the greatest TV drama format in the world.
It is entertaining, it is dramatic, it is funny, it is sad, and it is visually a feast.
It's compulsive viewing. You have to see it. You have to know what's going to happen.
It's high adventure. This is the show that sets out to scare you.
It's as British and as recognisable as cricket and toasted tea cakes.
It is part of our heritage, and I think it's just great entertainment.
It's an important part of the history of British television drama.
At its heart, it's remained constant to its original premise.
It's ingenious, really, because you're not bound by logic or time or place or space or genre.
It's just got a little crumb of genius.
Who might you be?
I might be any number of things, young lady. As it happens, I am the Doctor. The original, you might say.
Well, how do you think I feel? I'm a 900-year-old Time Lord.
This is the Doctor, President-elect of the High Council of Time Lords, keeper of the legacy of Rassilon, defender of the laws of time, protector of Gallifrey.
Oh, this is no time to play doctors and nurses.
What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. I'm the Doctor, by the way. Run for your life!
Hang on a minute. Who put you in charge? And who the hell are you anyway?
I'm the Doctor. I'm a Time Lord. I'm 903 years old, and I'm the man who's going to save your lives and all 6 billion people on the planet below. You got a problem with that?
I'm the Doctor. I'm worse than everybody's aunt.
And that is not how I'm introducing myself.
So if we knew his name, we might have a clue to all this.
That's the Doctor.
What do you mean, that's the Doctor? Doctor who?
The Doctor? Doctor who?
Really, though, Doctor, tell me, who are you?
This is Who is the Doctor?
Hello, I'm Russell Tovey, and for the next hour and a half, or 4,500 rails, if you're that way inclined, I'll be celebrating the continuing success of the world's longest-running science fiction television drama, Doctor Who. With 50 years of adventures both on-screen and off, it's a broadcasting phenomenon that has perhaps been analysed, chronicled and examined more than any other programme on the box. So in this documentary, we'll be examining just what the show set out to be. We'll be looking at some of the defining moments of the series, and we'll be asking the ultimate question. Just who is the Doctor? Whatever you do, don't blink, because we have a lot of ground to cover. Our story begins not in 1963, but at the end of the 60s. Telly was, for most, still a black and white experience, with just three channels to choose from. It was 6 years since audiences had been introduced to William Hartnell as the first Doctor, and now in the final days of Patrick Troughton's second, viewers were beginning to fall out of love with our favourite Time Lord.
It had been going for 6 years, but it was going down and down and down in terms of the ratings.
Long-time Doctor Who producer, director and writer, the late Barry Letts.
They thought that it would only last perhaps one more year, so they wanted somebody as a sort of stopgap. Actually joined as producer on October the 20th, 1969.
Months later, as a new decade dawned, BBC Television relaunched the series, this time in colour, with a new leading man as Doctor Number 3 in the story Spearhead from Space, written by Robert Holmes.
Oh, Dr. Henderson, this is Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart and...
Elizabeth Shaw.
How's your patient? Can we see him?
Well, you can see him, certainly. Ah. Not making much sense yet.
What's actually wrong with him?
I can't say. Never had a patient quite like him before. His whole cardiovascular system is quite unlike anything I've ever seen. And I'm told his blood can't be identified.
Splendid. That sounds like the Doctor.
I got on so well with Terence Dix, who had just taken over as script editor. And between us, we really worked hard to make it a success. And with the fact that we got John Pertwee as the new Doctor, it was going into colour, we'd got more filming time, the whole thing started to take off.
Pertwee was the first person really to make Doctor Who something that was indispensable television. That concept of must-see TV really happened during the Pertwee era.
Former Doctor Who script editor, author Gary Russell.
People didn't float away from the Pertwee stories. They watched it, they stuck with it for the next 5 years.
So, you see, Brigadier, my trip to Metabilis 3 wasn't wasted after all.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?